Are you ready for me, TA, and everybody else?
Yes, go ahead.
It's yours, birthday girl.
Okay, I got two things I'm just thankful for. I just have to say before I start in my circles is that I'm going to retire on the 31st and as a birthday present to myself. Birthday on Tuesday, the 31st of August. But anyway, I'm with this today. I saw something this week, and it's a lesson what we can do and how we can share the word of God to others in simplified form. You need a piece of paper, everybody, and a pencil, and we'll have some. The one that's at CS, it will be placed up on the video. The one or by phone, you need to draw three circles and three arrows going from one circle to the next. And we'll put the circles together. And the first circle that's coming up will be called God's Design. God originally planned a world that worked perfectly, where everything and everyone fit together in harmony. Let's take a minute to pray over this before we go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch each heart, open us up, help me, let me step aside. You come through and work through me, Lord. You bring this forth and just bless us as we go. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay. God made each of us with a purpose to worship and walk with him. In Genesis 27, so God created men in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female created he him. So God created us in his own image. And then in Genesis 31, and God saw everything that he had made and beheld it was very good. And the evening the morning was the sixth day. But it has a scripture somewhere that says he knew us before we ever did this. That he knows the plans he has for us. But we see the beauty and purpose and evidence in our lives of all the things that the Lord has done for us, that we know that he is capable of doing everything. He's able, willing, and can do everything. God's design around us. The Bible tells us that God originally planned a world that perfectly, where everything and everyone fit together in harmony. God made each of us with a purpose to worship him and walk with him. Not just on Sunday mornings or when we find a little extra time. Oh, I think I'm going to do this now. But 24/7. 24/7 with him, worshiping him, 24/7 with prayer with him, 24/7 that we have his characteristics in us, and we have him in our heart, and we work with him for him. God has a plan for us, but something happened to change that. God's design to the circle, next circle where the arrow is, make we will name brokenness. But there on the arrow we write sin. That doesn't work when we ignore God and his original design for us, our lives. When we put him on the side and say, okay, Lord, if you want me to do something after I watch this television show, or after I go to the store, or after I take a shower, after I get off work, No. He said, I know the plans I have for you. We selfishly insist on doing things on our own way. The Bible calls this sin. We all sin and distort the original design. The consequences of our sin is separation from God in this life and all of eternity. In Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, that's beautiful. Sin leads to a place of brokenness. We see this all around us. We see it in the world today. The COVID-19, the Afghanistan, the fires in California. That's all brokenness, but I'm not going to say that sin brought that on, but we see that's brokenness. The people that live in these areas are in danger and are hurting. We see this all around us and in our own lives. Sin could be come out of on the broken arrows spring up on brokenness. You can list things like lines of a brokenness could be family, finances, relationship, health, goals you've set and haven't accomplished, anything that you have in your life that you feel like you might be broken. It's not necessarily just speaking to each of us, but to this is a form that we can show other people that we see that are broken. We can show them how to take care of this brokenness. Okay, send this to a place of brokenness. We see this all in our own life as well. When we realize life is working, we begin to look for a way out. And we tend to go many directions trying to figure it out on our own. But in the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. If we repent and believe the gospel, which is our next circle, go from brokenness to the gospel, which is good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the arrow of brokenness goes down, leads to draw the arrow down on that arrow, right? Repent. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so now we're down to the gospel. Good news. I just Jesus. At this point, we need to remember a remedy, some good news. Because of his love, God did not leave us in our brokenness. Jesus, God in human flesh, came to us and lived perfectly according to God's design. For by you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Jesus came to rescue us, to do for us what we can do for ourselves. And I'll finish that scripture, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Jesus came to rescue us, to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. He took our sin and shame to the cross, paying the penalty of our sins for his death. Jesus was then raised from the dead to provide the only way for us to be rescued and restored to a relationship with God. God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, right above the arrow, from brokenness gospel, I need to write another arrow now. Simply, then you repent and believe. We're back on repent and believe. Simply hearing this good news is not enough. We must admit our sinful brokenness. Stop trusting in ourselves. We don't have the power to escape this brokenness on our own. We need to be rescued. We must ask God to forgive us, turning from sin to trust only in Jesus. This is what it means to repent and believe. Believing, we receive new life through Jesus, and God turns our lives into a new direction. Isn't that beautiful how we've all experienced that? We've all experienced we really had our back against the wall, and Jesus came through. We just cried out to him, and the Lord came through, and he fixed our brokenness. The Bible says in Mark 19, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And again in Ephesians, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not yourselves, it is the gift of God. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now another arrow from gospel good news up to back up to God's design. When God restored a relationship to him, we get to discover meaning and purpose in a broken world. And just like I just said a couple minutes ago, it is so beautiful when you're walking in something and you don't have the solution. You can't go out, take a loan. You can't do this and can't. You're just sitting there, Lord. You know, when my son passed away, I sat on the couch and I said, God, what do I do now? I don't have no money. I have nothing. I'm just here. But whatever you want to do, Lord, with me, just continue. You haven't brought me this far to dump me. Whenever you get in that spot, sometimes you have to remember, you haven't brought me this far, Lord, and brought me through everything you brought me through just to dump me. Here I'm sitting at that point again, Lord. Now I'm going to retire. What do you have me to do, Lord? Because I don't want to just sit and do nothing. I want to recover from working all this time. But my purpose now, what do you have me to do? I'm going to have so much time on my hands that, and I'm waiting for the Lord to open that door in the right direction, write a book, or what? And I'm just put it in the Lord's hands. Now we can preserve God's design in all areas of our lives. Whenever we fall, we understand God's pathway to be restored. The same good news of Jesus, God's Spirit empowers us to pursue his design and assures us of his presence in our life and all eternity. Don't you just feel him all the time with you? Philippians 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth. Verse 11 says, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ as Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And I know each and every one of you have done that, and I know each and every one of you are in God's grace. And this is a form that you could take this design and use it to help somebody else. And Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. See, we're in God's design. If he's saying that we could do his good pleasure, this is for his pleasure. What should I do now? Is the question. Now that you have heard this good news, God wants you to respond to him using words like, maybe, my life is broken, Lord. I recognize it's because of my sin and choices. You know, like when we were kids, we all saw that little cartoon. You had the devil on one side and the angel on the other side. You're constantly fighting. Do this good stuff. No, do this bad stuff. No, no. You know, I just let the Lord take control of my life. I want to do all good stuff. And I want to just work for him. And he said, forgive me. Turn from my selfish ways and put my trust in you. I know that Jesus is Lord of all, and I will follow him. And then we can look at Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And then Romans 10:13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. And 14. How then shall they call on him and they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? All creatures here whom they have not believed. How shall they believe in him and when they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So it says on the verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it's written? We're all ministers in the Lord, and this is just a little tool today that maybe we can use in teaching others in small groups and just if you have people together. So take this lesson, use it with others, be the preacher sent by the Lord. And then pastor said 2 months ago, what are you going to preach on? I said, maybe whoever, whenever, whatever. I'll explain that to you now. Whoever is in Christ, here's whenever God calls you to do whatever he asks you to do. So that's whoever, whenever, whatever. I want to be in that realm. How about you? Thank you very much. God bless you. Back to TA.